You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, son of a bitch.
Life is better with money on the line.
Life is better with money on the line.
Life is better when you have money on the line.
Life is much better with money on the line.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets.
And why I love Chuck is that's exactly how I felt about the show, but I couldn't articulate it the way that he did.
And Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes.
Guy, he's going to get in there and just try to maul you.
They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands. But you and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who ever could dream.
All right, Dave. Well, we have a very, very special episode tonight because you're in Pittsburgh for the Frozen Four. And, you know, we weren't going to do a show this week, but there's a couple important things that we got to address this week. And so thought we'd throw a show together. How is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Oh, man, it is. It has been a very fun trip. I've been paying the price for last night all day. I think this is the most ambitious thing I did today, was get on my phone and, you know, put the headset on and talk to you here for a couple minutes. So it's been a rough recovery day here.
The over under on when you got out of bed today was 3:30 p.m. What hit?
Well, I mean, if you take going to the bathroom to you know, throw up, I guess the under hit, but nothing productive happened before 5:30 today. So.
Oh dear, oh dear. Well, you're having fun. That's the thing that matters, right?
So. Yes.
All right. Well, the first thing we want to talk about that we had to cover, because I didn't want to wait a week to talk about this, was the SOS swimming event. So one of the more historic moments in Power Trip history. A big event, just because, like we talked about last week, you know, it's the first live show in over a year. So it was really cool to kind of hear them be live again and at an event and, you know, just kind of having fun. You know, there were a couple audio issues early on, but thankfully they got all that sorted out by the time it really mattered. You know, your thoughts on the whole show, you know, we'll get to the swim in a second. Your thoughts on the overall show?
Yeah, it was kind of refreshing to have the first live show for the Power Trip in a long time. So that was really cool. You know, and there was an array of guests there on the panel to watch the swim itself. Obviously, Carly was there, you know, with her $1,000 on the line. But, you know, Tommy was there. Hey, gang.
Right.
And you had Lieber there as well. So that was really cool. So not only was it live, but you had an array of guests for the show, which always makes it more fun.
Yeah, I wonder how many of the senior citizens that were swimming in the pool looked up when they heard, "You old son of a bitch!"
Well, yeah, and I mean, they really should have, you know, thrown some grease out there and bet on some of the senior citizen, you know, swimming class there. Over under times, you know, wall to wall. I feel like there was kind of a missed opportunity there, especially for Corey. You know, Corey, you know, some of the first gambling experiences of his life was with one of his dumbass friends. They were, you know, by the Dairy Queen in Chicago, you know, betting on turtles to cross the freeway in their time. So, you know, felt like Corey kind of dropped the ball on that.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, there were lots of opportunities there. I think a very underrated moment, too, was when Ryan Donaldson walked in and was mistaken for being Ben Lieber.
Yeah, how does that even – I mean, Artie isn't terrible on the eyes, but let's be serious here. Unless he was wearing a Eskimo outfit or something like that, there's no way you could get him mixed up with Ben Lieber.
well, Got to talk about the actual event. Now, you and I were on the same page here because we both felt that he could do it. Like, you know, I've said all along, I felt like, you know, swimming at a slow pace is not that hard to do. You just got to get the breathing down. He had been training, working with coaches. We felt like he could do it. Obviously, you know, not even a spoiler alert at this point. He got just over two laps in. Were you watching it live, and what was your reaction when you saw him pull up after just two laps?
I didn't watch it live, but before I even looked at Twitter, I went straight to YouTube and watched it. It was the first thing I did that morning. I know he worked hard at it, and you know, a lot of training goes into it, but there has to be something with that just continuous motion that. You know, because it sounded like he had done this challenge, you know, with a couple second rest between laps and stuff. And, you know, his confidence level was high. I feel bad for him. And I really genuinely thought that he was going to be able to swim the 250.
Yeah, I did too. And, you know, it was kind of obvious. I think he needed to work on the leg motion a little bit because – it didn't even look to me like his legs were really even kicking at all. And I've done that before just for fun, where you like completely just like dead leg it and just swim with your arms. And that is tiring. And cause you got to get a lot of thrust out of the legs and,
right.
Yeah, wasn't getting a lot of help from the lower region. So, hopefully he can, maybe this will encourage him to keep swimming, because they talked about maybe trying this again in a few months. I think Lieber really wants to see him actually do it, but
I think there needs to be some there needs to be another attempt here. He needs to get this you know, bad attempt off of him, and you know, maybe make a better showing here with some more training and everything. But I hope this isn't the last time we gamble on Sauce swimming.
For sure. Yeah. So yeah, a little bit sad, but you know, again, props to Sauce for actually going through with it and doing it.
For sure.
Definitely took a lot of guts. He took a lot of grief from idiots on Twitter and stuff. And,
yeah.
Yep. Definitely a cool, a good man for stepping up and doing that.
Yeah, what do you think the over-under was accounts blocked, you know, on Thursday? I'd say it's probably around the 100 rube mark.
I'm guessing, yeah, I think 99.5 would be a pretty good number. All right, well, the next thing we want to talk about, and again, we didn't want to wait a week because we're right in the middle of it, is the Masters. A record 14 people in on this golf bet. Everybody loves the big major golf bets. You know, we had everything from Michael J. Musman III getting the first overall pick to Chris Hockey getting the last pick. And for some reason, I think he channeled Dark Star's spirit and picked Lee Westwood is the only thing I can come up with. He has since been cut. You know, we're halfway through the tournament at this point, along with Sauce and Zach and Lieber and Lawyer Lambert. We have a record five people missed the cut, so that's going to up the ante there to I believe it's $2,725 if they win the overall tournament, and $1,425 if they're just the best finisher in the tournament. So lots on the line. It's really a tight field right now. What's your thoughts, first of all, about just the Power Trip bet in general and where this is going?
Yeah, I mean, the more people, the merrier for some of these Power Trip bets. Obviously, with some of the horse racing, you're limited to how many horses, and it kind of sucks that some horses are, you know, big favorites, and it's kind of luck of the draw. But with golf, I mean, especially where golf's at right now, you know, it's not back in the day where Tiger won every other major. You know, there's tons of guys even that weren't picked out of the 14 that have a really good shot of winning the Masters. So I love that angle. I love that they're getting more people involved. And yeah, what a crazy tournament it's been already. The five players that missed the cut here, they were all in the top 20 in the world golf rankings.
Yep.
So, you know, you obviously have some big name players that don't make the cut when it's only in the top 50 in ties. So, yeah, it's been a really fun tournament so far.
Yeah, what are your we're halfway through. We got Justin Rose on top of the leaderboard. We do have some big names up there. Also got a couple guys that you wouldn't expect near the top of the leaderboard. At the halfway mark, what's your outlook for who's going to win this thing?
Well, I have a personal liking to a few of the players that are still alive. I really like Cameron Smith. I think he's been my dark horse. He's coming off of back-to-back top five appearances here at Augusta. I like the way he swings the club. He's a great putter. But I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, you know, it was somewhat of mini moving day today. And our boy Xander Schauffele for Mr. Mark Parrish kind of made a little bit of a move here at the end of the round, I think birdieing two of his last four holes. So Schauffele's back in the mix, and you would expect Mr. Mark Parrish to have a horse in the race, even though he got like the 11th overall pick or something.
It didn't matter where he picked. He was going to be in contention, right? And yeah, he's two shots back, and he's right there. We'll see what happens on Saturday, but he's right there. And I mean, my God, if Schauffele wins the Masters, I mean, Parrish is going to be at like $8,500 off these golf bets. So, and that's on top of, you know, he did a side bet with, we'll transition into hockey here. He did the side bet with Ryan Carter on a Manny's dinner and won that, you know, SCSU versus Mankato. He did the bet with Zach on the sink or swim and won $69 from Zach when Sauce didn't finish that. He's won three golf bets. You do not bet against Mark Parrish at this point. It's like everything is coming up Parrish, which is this a foreshadowing is the word I was looking for. Is this a foreshadowing of tomorrow night? We are less than 24 hours away from the national championship. It's your favorite team. You've said several times on this podcast that, you know, you love the Twins, you love the Wild, you love the Vikings, but if you could give a championship to any team that you're a fan of, it would be the St. Cloud State Huskies. Their first finals appearance, you're in Pittsburgh for it. Stream your consciousness. How are you feeling 24 hours away from the game?
Oh man, you know, this whole trip has been incredibly fortunate to be on this trip and be out here for, you know, this whole experience, because you never know when your team gets the opportunity to play for, you know, the national title, and this is obviously the first one that that the Huskies have been playing for. My God, it's just been kind of a whirlwind. I feel like with the team itself, I love it. You know, our leading goal scorer, Easton Brodzinski, is out for the rest of the season as he got hurt in the quarterfinal game. But this team isn't about, you know, a group of about, you know, one player or one line. You know, they really can roll all four forward lines deep. They're a little questionable in the back end, and there was the third D pair didn't have the greatest game the other night, if you were really watching the game 5 and 6. They can roll forward lines. It's next man up mentality. I feel like we have nothing to lose, and I think that's the team that's more dangerous. Even Mankato, as you know, they just picked up their first two NCAA wins. You know, as we played them last night, it felt like the pressure was on them. They were supposed to, you know, they just took down the Gophers. You know, it felt like the pressure was on their side, and St. Cloud was just freewheeling, and they just never gave up. You know, they're up 3-1. And obviously, you know, lost that with a terrible second period there, and then trailed 4-3. And then, you know, got some great goals and got Nolan Walker with the game winner tip with about 50 seconds left in the game. And, we were jumping up and down and, oh, it was so crazy. I mean, you know, some of these bars out here are so much fun, and we were lucky enough to find one with a bunch of St. Cloud fans. So, you know, we had 4 or 5 hours of pregame and, you know, drinking 24 ounce Yingling cans. And then the game itself, and you know, it started to get a little fuzzy there, and we were celebrating after the game. I was a little pissed. I kind of wanted to play Duluth. It'd been nice to see another Minnesota team in the final.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your preference there.
Yeah, I think, you know, if we're really just getting down to it, I think we've matched up against the East teams well, you know, beating Boston College and Boston University already. So I think if I'm just being selfish and trying to, you know, the best route to a national title, it's probably UMass, and which is tough to say because they've won their last 13 games in a row.
Right.
You know, the other side of that is too, you know, with Duluth, we've kind of had Duluth's number. We played them 7 times this year. We beat them more than they've beat us. You know, they're scary because they always play well in the national tournament, but. Yeah, that was kind of tough for them to lose that one. That and I had way too much money on Duluth money line as I got in right before the COVID injury or the COVID lineups came out. So that kind of hurt a little bit. But I'm bulletproof right now. We're playing for the national title tomorrow night. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. And that, you know, that game-winning goal, man, we haven't seen a tip like that since we went with Corey to his other job.
it was an incredible redirection, and good analogy there, Corey.
For sure. Well, you guys are slight dogs tomorrow, but you're the Huskies too, so maybe being dogs it's a premonition, right? So
you know, that's where we like it. We like the pressure to be on the other team. We'll outwork them. I know it's kind of a cliche thing, but whatever happens, you know, to go on this trip. For them to win the first game was huge, you know, because you didn't feel like the rest of the trip was kind of ruined. And, you know, it'll just be really cool to have the opportunity to compete for a national title. So hope the boys come out hard.
So what time is your flight back to Minnesota?
Oh, it's early. I think it's like 8:15 Eastern time.
So you're like you're about minus 225 to miss that flight if St. Cloud wins.
Oh yeah, easily. We've already talked about me and Dad have talked about the backup plan for that. It'll be spendy if I miss it too because flights were insane to come out here and back with the 3 Minnesota teams and everything.
Oh, but, I bet.
Yeah, I think it's gonna have to be just a hair of the dot. I might not even fall asleep if we win. I'll just you know keep drinking. Maybe take another, one of my medications and just stay up.
Well, I am going on record to say I am officially cheering for St. Cloud. So I said I would support whichever Minnesota team or teams got to the finals. I am absolutely behind St. Cloud State, and I want them to win it for you, for Parrish, and for Mr. Z.
Yeah, and that's really the thing, too. You know, Perry has been so lucky and had all these things going right for him. You know, it kind of feels like, I'm glad I'm on Parrish side. I'm wearing the Parrish jersey out here. I kind of feel like we got to channel this Mark magic.
If he had won initials today, I think I would have bet my house on St. Cloud winning tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
He's got it going on. Well, good luck to your team. That will do it for our show. We'll be back with a normal show next week. But in the meantime, Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PTBETZ on Instagram and at PowerTripBets on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Good luck, Huskies.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.